It is time now for our Vent Stay segment, a regular Wednesday feature of The Exchange. You get to vent your spleen politely on a couple of topics in the news. We pick the topics, you provide the opinions, politely please, at 800-838-3760 and by email jx@jeffnet.org. This week, let's talk about marijuana taxes and motor voter registration. In case you missed our first segment, we spent a few minutes with Michael Johnson, the general manager of Talent Health Club, the medical marijuana dispensary with the initials THC. Michael weighed in on his views of the current election in Jackson County on Measure 15133, a tax on the producers and sellers of recreational and medical marijuana. Johnson is very much opposed. He calls it a double tax. Now, let's get your take either on Jackson County's proposed tax or on the idea of local taxes on marijuana in any form. A bunch of communities passed local taxes in the belief that a tax in place before the Oregon marijuana law takes effect would hold up, even though the law says only the state can tax pot. So do you think the legal reasoning is solid that the taxes will be grandfathered in? What's your thinking on what taxes on pot might do to the market? Will the black market go on if the taxes are, in fact, too high? Your thoughts welcome. 800-838-3760 around the listening area. 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Topic number two is about voter registration and just how universal it should be. The Oregon House already passed, and the state Senate is now considering a bill that would automatically sign up holders of driver's licenses as voters. What's now an opt-in system, you have to choose to be a voter, would become an opt-out system. You'd have to choose not to be a voter. The vote in the Oregon House went down party lines. All the Democrats in favor, all the Republicans opposed. Strike that, actually. One Republican was excused, but all the other Republicans who voted, voted no. The argument in opposition is that you should have to make an effort to become a voter, not get signed up automatically. So what do you think? Are you okay with getting signed up to vote when you get a driver's license without taking any action of your own on getting registered? Do you see this as an attempt by Democrats to help their own party, or could it potentially help any and all parties? Or hurt them, for that matter? Let's get your thoughts on voter registration through driver's licenses, motor voter registration, universal motor voter registration, and local taxes on marijuana, recreational or otherwise. First call goes to Paul in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Jeff.
I sense a reproach coming on.
You know that the only people who can afford to drive cars and therefore get driver's license are those stinking rich Republicans that burn all those nasty fossil fuels. This is definitely to the Republicans' benefits.
Okay.
Now, on a serious note.
Go ahead.
On a serious note, I'm really bothered by compulsory anything.
Mm-hmm.
And at least there's an opt-out in this that takes the edge off it. I'm for universal suffrage and for getting as many people to register to vote as possible. However, it's getting really close to being compulsory, and I'm uncomfortable with that. On the marijuana tax situation, they've got a real mess up in Washington with their two-tiered system.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a lot of problems. Your earlier guest suggested and hinted at this with the black market. Just as there is with untaxed alcohol in Oregon and untaxed cigarettes in Oregon, there's going to be a real stamp tax battle that goes on for quite some time. I don't know who's going to enforce that yet. I suspect it will be Department of Revenue. But the long and the short of it is we have to be very, very careful about the taxation piece, which is a legitimate right of government for a legitimate product, but you don't want to reinforce the black market.
A right of government, but the way Measure 91 was written, it doesn't look like there was any intention there to have local governments have their own taxes on this.
Well, and that is it's very interesting, isn't it? When you look at the history of what's been said, the state said in the history of the marijuana dispensaries that we don't want any part of that. That's got to be a local decision, whether you allow them or not during the medical marijuana period. So there's this Jekyll and Hyde thing going on. You know, I'm not even going to get into GMOs versus marijuana. and how those two separate issues were treated. In my opinion, they were treated exactly backwards from the logical way of dealing with it. So that's just government. We're crazy monkeys.
Crazy monkeys. Once again, a discussion from Paul. Paul, thanks. Always good to talk to you. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange, your chance to vent politely on a couple of topics in the news. One of the topics is pot taxes generally, and one of the touch points for this is the fact that Jackson County voters are voting right now on Measure 15133, which is Jackson County's version of a tax on marijuana, both recreational and medical. Probably the last attempt we'll see in Oregon to pass a tax before the recreational marijuana law takes effect. A lot of other cities, I think there were something like 60 or 70 cities and counties in Oregon that passed taxes too, hoping they would be grandfathered in because they were on the books before the marijuana law took effect. The marijuana law specifically forbids local taxes as passed by the voters in November. Your thoughts on pot taxes generally or specifically, welcome on this Vents Day at 800-838-3760. Our other topic is motor voter registration. When you go to get a driver's license, should you automatically be signed up to vote at age 18? Or should it be something you actually have to opt into? You have to make a decision, a conscious decision to get registered to vote rather than somebody doing it for you and you having to make a conscious decision to unregister if you are not interested in the political system. Your thoughts more than welcome on this Vents Day, 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area, 800-838-3760, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Next call goes to Pam and Dexter. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Hi. Well, I have a opposite viewpoint from the previous caller. I worked on voter registration for many years, getting people signed up, and a lot of people forget to re-register when they move, and there's just a lot of issues with it. And I think actually everybody should be automatically able to vote when they turn 18. I think that there should be civics classes mandatory in high school to teach. I think we're dumbing down our youth and young adults and getting them disenfranchised from the political process. They don't make the connections of how important your representatives are for the laws. And, you know, a lot of people complain about the system doesn't work, it's broken, and then they don't connect the dots that if you aren't involved and active in the system will be run by people other than you. My brother and his family lived in Australia for 27 years where you actually got fined if you didn't vote.
Yeah, required to
and
vote.
And the result of that was people knew they had to vote or they paid, I forgot, it was like $100. So, you know, it's like if you know you have to vote, you tend to pay more attention to the issues. And there's more debate at gatherings with family and friends. And it's just a much more active and civic-minded country because of it. So I think that the last thing the powers that be want is for more people to vote. And so anything that will encourage voting, I'm for.
All right. Thanks for that, Pam. Appreciate it. Good to talk to you. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange, your chance to vent politely on a couple of topics in the news. Motor voter registration, you just heard Pam talking about she's in favor of getting people signed up to vote when they get their driver's licenses automatically. And she even favors compulsory voting, as you heard. We heard Paul's issue with that as well. Let's hear your thoughts. 800-838-3760 around the region. 800-838-3760. Email is jx@jeffnet.org. Tony from Talent has used email to write in about the voter issue. He says, why not make the naturalization test given to immigrants who want to become citizens part of the voter registration process? At the same time as taking the written driving test, make it a requirement that applicants take this basic political literacy test. The test is no great ordeal to most. It asks questions like, name your state's two senators, or how many stars on the flag, or name the three branches of government, or whom did America fight for independence? To pass the citizenship test, you only have to answer correctly 6 out of 10 questions. And Tony asks, if you can't answer basic questions like that, should you be able to vote? If we weed out the ignorant voters, politicians will no longer feel the need to dumb down the conversation in hopes of getting their vote. This suggestion is offered more as tongue-in-cheek, as the reality is that in a recent survey, it was found that 1 in 3 Americans would fail the 10-question citizenship test. The Democratic Party, he writes, would never agree to such disenfranchising so much of their voter base. That from Tony in Talent. Your thoughts? Does it help one party or the other to have more people on the voter rolls? Does it help them all equally? Does a rising tide lift all boats if everybody gets registered to vote? Your thoughts welcome. 800-838-3760 around the region. 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Let us go to, let's see, we have George and O'Brien. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Good morning. I'm calling to voice that I am in favor of voter registration through DMV. Your previous caller kind of took the wind out of my sails a little bit, and that everything I was kind of hoping to say, she said exactly. But I would just echo the sentiment that not uninformed, but uninvolved electorate is a big problem, especially evident in like the midterms where you have a passionate small group of people kind of determining how the country's going to be run for the few years between presidential elections. I think she mentioned the Australian model. I think that would be a great model here. Certainly a lot of blood has been spilt for us to have the opportunity and ability to vote, and I think maybe that should even be enforced. A government of, by, and for the people will only work if the people are involved.
That's an interesting perspective, though, about the people who get to run the country between presidential elections. It seems like it's getting to be a bigger issue that people just don't show up in the off-year elections. It certainly was a big issue in the 2014 election.
Yes, certainly I feel that way, too. If social media is resplendent with examples of people complaining about the current economic landscape, but yet most of the people didn't get involved to create that landscape. So, I mean, there's certainly displeasure with a lot of what's going on the federal level. So I think, you know, if more people were involved, that would kind of ameliorate that whole frustration to some degree.
Okay, a vote in favor of motor voter registration. Thanks for that, George and O'Brien. Let's move on to John in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day. Motor voter registration and local marijuana taxes, our topics.
Yes, good morning.
Hi.
I would say that I favor the voter registration through the DMV.
All right.
And I would also say that, you know, it's your constitutional responsibility to go out and vote. If you don't do that, you have no right to complain about how the country's being run.
All right, so you're all for it then?
I am.
All right, thanks for that, John. Appreciate it. Good to hear from you. Your thoughts welcome as well. 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. We're gone to Mary in Talent now. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Hi. Yes, I think the voter registration through the DMV is a fabulous idea.
Mm-hmm.
I am so glad to hear about it. And I think what it does is add a different voice to the national conversation about voter registration, because there's so many states that have passed so many restrictive laws. And I think it's great that that our state is encouraging an automatic right to vote, that the people have that right, and it should be easy. People shouldn't have to jump over a lot of hurdles in order to do that. And it's their decision then to go to the polls and vote. And I was really grateful for all the information about the marijuana tax, because I didn't know the ins and outs of it. So I'm definitely going to vote no on it. So thank you for the information for this discussion.
All right, and thank you for taking part in the discussion. This is Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about local marijuana taxes. Jackson County currently voting on its own version of a marijuana tax that would affect the unincorporated parts of Jackson County. A, if voters pass it. B, if it is allowed to remain on the books, because Oregon's state recreational marijuana law apparently will not allow the grandfathering in. There's likely to be a lawsuit over this, which will decide whether these local marijuana taxes are in fact valid. But the voter is being asked to consider that right now. And you can join the discussion on the exchange about what you think about marijuana taxes generally, state level, local level, wherever. Let's hear your thoughts on marijuana and how to move ahead with taxation of it. 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Joe in Talent emailed. He writes, I'm not sure if the political brain trust in Medford is acting on greed or being oblivious of the obvious. Voters were clear on the tax issue with regards to legalizing pot here in Oregon. Is the revenue more important than putting underground pot dealers out of business? How much does it cost the city and county to enforce drug laws now? Is it going to be a net gain or, again, cost more than it saves? And then he also writes, I think it's wise to have motor voter registration. It doesn't require you to vote, but it might motivate you to do so. We have a representative form of government, and we should make participating as easy as possible. So there's another vote in favor of motor voter registration from Joe in Talent. Your thoughts welcome, 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Dennis and Eugene, welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Thanks. Say, I agree with Pam. I on everything she said except one thing. I don't think you should fine people if they don't vote.
All right, so not for compulsory voting anyway.
But I got a complaint, and I think a reason why people get jaded about voting.
What is that?
The guy that I voted for governor won. He was in office for like 1 month, and he was forced out of office by a newspaper and a Democratic Party, I guess, that didn't have any stomach for a fight. I don't appreciate that. That means my vote was worth nothing. I'm getting tired of that. There's a lot of things that happen in the government nowadays where you go and vote and the people's mind is unanimous on something, and then either legislators or somebody figures out what they take it to the courts. They do all this stuff so that your vote doesn't mean anything. And that's my problem with all this, is I'm starting to feel like my vote doesn't mean anything. I'm just voting for the fun of it. And then some power somewhere is going to take my vote away from me and do whatever the hell they feel like it. And I'm really tired of it.
Well, there's certainly some more history here with Oregon ballot measures than there are with things like people getting removed or removing themselves from the office of governor. By the way, do you know you can't impeach a governor in Oregon from the legislature? The only
Pardon?
State, you can't impeach the governor in Oregon through the legislature. It's the only state where that's not possible. Anyway, the larger point, though, is that I do hear your point because, for example, when Oregonians voted for term limits many years ago in the late 80s, early 90s, those ended up getting undone. So there are no term limits for the state legislature in Oregon as there were in California. Don't know how you came down on that one, but that was undone in the courts. Looks like we lost Dennis. Also got undone with, not undone, but there were challenges to assisted suicide once that was passed in the state of Oregon. And I think we've had three votes on that. There have been at least two votes on hunting cougars and bear with dogs and being able to tree cougars. All that stuff that went to several votes of the people because once it was voted on the first time, even though there was a clear majority, somebody didn't like the result and went and said, let's have another vote on this. And in fact, assisted suicide was held up in the courts as well in Oregon. So I can see where Dennis is coming from. Dennis, you still there with us? No, he's not. Okay. Just wanted to make sure. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange. Let's get your thoughts on Vince Day about motor voter registration, which would register people to vote automatically once they sign up to get a driver's license. So the DMV information goes over to the Secretary of State's office. All those people are registered to vote. They're sent a card saying, do you wish to not be registered to vote? So it's an opt-out system instead of an opt-in system. What do you think about voter registration on those lines? What do you think about local taxes on marijuana, which may or may not even be valid under Oregon state law? Join us on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760, anywhere in our listening area. Send emails to jx@jeffnet.org. We had a drop-off question from Julie in Ashland. Wants to know if people have received their ballots. She hasn't received hers. Julie, if you haven't received your ballot in Jackson County now to vote for Measure 15133, you need to call the county clerk's office and find out why. Something must be out of order, or they tried to send it to you and it didn't get there, and they can't forward those often. So county clerk's office, if you live in Jackson County, you know you're registered to vote and did not get a ballot. Let's take another call. Here's Lucy in Mendocino. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Good morning. I think that the expansion of the voting rolls by doing this through DMV is interesting because it would also expand jury pools because your name is pulled from voter registrations. And you would have a larger group of people to have serve their citizens' duties that way. And that was my opinion.
All right. Interesting point to bring up. And it's interesting, though, that we talk about jury duty here, because it's one of those things that, yes, it is duty. You hear that part of it. But it's also one of those things that people always seem to want to get out of. It's not uninteresting, that's for sure. But if you have a lot of work piled up at work and you get nasty looks from your boss and stuff, maybe jury duty is not a thing that really works well into your schedule. Let's get your thoughts on motor voter registration and pot taxes in the time we have left on this Vince Day. 800-838-3760, jx@jeffnet.org. Here's Tony in Grants Pass. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Hi. Okay. As for voter registration through DMV, I renewed my license, and I have been registered to vote ever since I turned old enough.
Mm-hmm.
I love the idea of being able to express my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And as for voting, if you don't vote, you don't have any right to gripe. Only the people who voted and lost what they voted for has a right to gripe.
Okay, so
that's
so
my opinion.
Now, what about the automatic part of the voter registration thing? Are you okay with that?
I think it's great. The only thing is, like I said, I've been registered for a long time. I went in and renewed my license. Can we register you to vote? I'm already registered.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me wonder, did my registration go someplace?
No, they have to ask that question automatically. And that's why they ask you, can we register you to vote? And the answer is no, you can't, because I'm already registered.
Yeah, I know what the answer is, but, you know, it kind of made me, okay, did something happen to my registration? I also think that it should be the law to remove deceased people's names from voter registration.
There are regular purges, but, you know, you're right. This would be a good segment to have with one of our county clerks, is to find out how that process goes about. So take people off the voter rolls. Tony, do you have an idea, too, on pot taxes?
Yeah, I do. Now, that one guy was griping about Kisoffer being knocked out of office. Well, I voted against pot. It passed. I think it's stupid for potheads to win, but I have to live with what was voted in. Also, another thought on voter registration, if people vote, we may actually get through to the politicians who is supposed to be running this country,
all right,
who their bosses are, I should say.
All right. Thanks for that. Good to talk to you, Tony. Let's go to Malcolm in Grants Pass. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Well, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, I haven't heard any mention of this on the program. I've been listening for the last 20 or so minutes. There was a big concern years ago, and I still have some concern about it, and has this been settled? The electronic voting, potential for fraud. Does our vote really mean anything, or is it all being fixed, or is some of it being fixed? I know a lot of people just think, why vote, you know, because it's manipulated. I don't know.
Well, I think that your concern is with the touchscreen system and things like that, which are not very prevalent in either of our two states.
Well, no, it's not. Actually, it's any electronic voting. I was the monitor for the Democratic Party on the elections back, I don't know, 8 or 10 years ago, and there's an electronic voting process there, and there was no way in the world that any of us that were monitors could figure out if that machine could be manipulated by somebody or not.
It was a touchscreen kind of system, or
no, it's
we're just talking about the readers for the ballots.
It's
yeah,
the readers, the one that reads the ballots.
Right.
There's other problems with the vote by mail too, but that's the one I'm calling about.
All right. Haven't heard any recent concerns about the system. It looks like everybody's gone to a fairly standard system in Oregon with the paper ballots with the yes and no boxes or the candidate boxes to check, and then yes, they are read electronically, but it's not a touchscreen kind of system. But not hearing much in the way of concerns about the robustness of those systems. I know other parts of the country, back certainly during the 2004 election, concerns about touchscreen voting and stuff. I don't know. Other good questions for us to explore in the future. Malcolm, thanks so much for joining us. I want to thank everybody for taking part in this Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange.